To connect your call, press 1.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, hi sir. Sorry we got disconnected. Sorry for that. Can you hear me?
Yeah. There was no information for a while, so I don't know what's going on.
Sorry?
There was no information.
My office, as I told you, sir, these hackers are very smart. Each and every day they change their account details and the location as well so that no one can locate them, no one can trust them. Okay?
Mm.
So my officers are looking in which account they are active today. Okay?
Oh,
they are looking.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. Once I will get it, I will pass it to you. Okay? Okay, I got it. Grab a piece of paper and a pen.
Yeah.
Write down his bank name, Suncorp Bank.
Hey?
Write it down, his bank name. Could you please turn down the volume of your television?
Yeah.
All right. Write down his bank name, Suncorp Bank. No, Suncorp. You didn't heard about Suncorp Bank? Suncorp? Yeah, Suncorp Bank. Okay?
Suncorp.
C-O-R-P.
You sure that?
C-O-R-P. P for Peter. Okay, Suncorp Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, below that, write down his name. His first name is Benjamin. Should I spell it out for you?
German. Yeah, spell the last one.
B for Bravo.
Yeah.
E for Echo.
Yeah.
N for November.
Yeah.
J for Juliet.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
M for Mother.
Yeah.
I for Indigo.
Mm-hmm.
N for November.
N for number.
Yeah, N for November, okay?
Yeah.
Benjamin, alright?
Benjamin, yeah.
And write down his middle name, Robert.
R-O-B-E-T.
No, R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert.
B-R-O-B-E-R-T.
Now write down his last name, Stokes, S for Sugar.
Yeah.
T for Tango.
T.
O for Oscar.
O.
K for Kilo.
K.
E for Echo. S for Sugar.
Yeah.
How you will pronounce his name?
Benjamin Roberts. Robert Stokes.
Stokes. S-T-O-K-E-S. Stokes.
Stokes. Okay.
The just spell it out, the last name.
S-T-O-K-E-S.
Correct. And below that, write down his BSB number.
Yeah.
484.
Yeah.
799.
Yeah.
And below that, write down his account number. 121.
Yeah.
513.
Yeah.
575. Now confirm me his BSB and account number. Let me check.
BSB is 484-799.
Correct. And the account number?
121-513. 121-513-575.
Correct. Below that, write down the amount, $17,000. Have you done?
Mm-hmm.
And below that, write down the reason of payment, reference of payment, land purchase. P for Peter.
Yeah.
U for uniform.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
C for Charlie. H for hotel.
Yeah.
E for echo.
Yeah.
S for sugar, purchase.
Okay.
And below that, write down his address.
Yeah.
Six. Numeric number 6.
Yeah.
Berham. B for Bravo.
B.
A for Apple.
A.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
H for Hotel.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
M for Mother.
Yeah.
Then Street. STREET.
Street.
Street.
Yeah.
North, N-O-R-T-H, North.
Yeah.
Paramatha, P for Peter.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
R for Romeo again.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
M for Mother.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
T for Tango.
What was it? C.
No, T. T like a tiger.
T.
No, T. T for Thomas.
T. Yeah.
Yeah, T for Tom.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
And the postcode is 2151.
Okay.
Yeah, confirming his address.
Sixburn, Ham Street, Lot,
After the street, what you said?
Isn't it Lot, you said?
No, North, N-O-R-T-H, North. Like South, East, West, North, okay, North.
Oh, North.
Yeah, North.
Oh,
N-O-R-T-H,
yeah.
North.
Yeah.
Just confirm me his address once again. Let me recheck.
6 Burham Street, North Paramatha. I can't spell that word out. P-A-R-R-A-M-A-T-A.
No, M after M-A-double-T, okay? 2 times T. T for Thomas, T for Thomas again. 2 times T, then after that A for Apple.
So it's P-A...
R-R...
R, yeah.
A-M-A...
Let me write that separately. P-A-R... I need this A-R.
No. Oh, my goodness. Sir, I'm going to start from the beginning. P for Peter.
Yep.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
R for Romeo again.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
M for Mother.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Yeah.
T for Tiger.
Yeah.
T for Tiger again.
Yeah.
A for Apple.
Okay.
just spell it out once again. What you
have it's P-A-R-R-A-M-A-T-T-A.
Correct. 2151. Okay?
Yeah.
Now listen to me very carefully what you have to do, okay? You got his details right now, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, what we have to do, okay, let me tell you, NAB is already transferred. NAB head office is already transferred $18,000 into your account, okay? But the money which we have transferred, it will be hidden into your personal account. Why it will be hidden? Because when you go to the bank to, in order to make the payment, don't log in right now. Please don't log in. Please don't log in. Listen to me first. Are you listening? Just say yes. Yeah. Say it. Otherwise, I won't be able to know you are listening or not.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
I just found it bit weird to me.
Actually, it is the first time you are doing this. That's the reason you are finding weird.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I've just got my guard up, that's all. I've got my guard up because I'm not sure if this is true or not.
If you have any doubt on me, sir, you can have my details. I can give you my employment ID and everything. You can write it down if you have any doubt. And as I told you, tomorrow we are going to send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. He will show you his ID proof and you will get all the paperwork by him. Okay?
Yeah.
And let me tell you one thing more. This call is being recorded for quality and training purpose. And after the end of this call, we have to submit this call to the government. So I cannot do anything wrong with you. If I do, I will lose my job. Okay? We work for the government. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are in a safe hand. Don't worry. Now listen to me very carefully what we have to do, okay? We already transferred $18,000 into your personal account and that transfer is made by the NAB head office, but you won't be able to see in there right now because when you go to the bank in order to make the payment, the bank employee will access your account and if they will see that $18,000 you got from the head office of the NAB, then they will get suspicious why you got this money from them and they will aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them. So the money which we have transferred, it will not show you in your account, but it is in your ledger balance. Once you're done with the payment, you will get the receipt, get back to your home, then I will show you your money in your account. Okay? It is just to divert the mind of the hacker and the bank employee who is working for the hacker. All right? Once you're done with the payment, get back to your home with the receipt, then you can log in into your account. I will deactivate the fake statement. You will be able to see your balance in there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now listen what you have to do. Physically, you have to go to your bank. You need to go to the cash counter and tell them, I want to make a telegraphic transfer. Okay? Make sure it would be telegraphic transfer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the cash counter, tell them I want to make a telegraphic transfer. They will ask you the details. Just read the details to them. Don't hand over the paper to them, okay? Don't hand over them. Read the details to them, the account number, bank name, BSB number, whatever they want to ask. They just give them all the details. And if they will ask you the reason why you are making the payment, tell them I'm purchasing a land from him, okay?
Okay.
And if they will ask you, do you know this man? To whom you are making a payment, Mr. Benjamin Robert Stoke, what should be your answer?
Yes.
Yeah, tell them, yeah, he is my friend. Okay, I know him from a long time, 8 years or 10 years. I know him, we are a friend. And why you need to tell them he is my friend? Because if you will tell them, no, I don't know him, and I got a call from NCA, I got hacked and they are helping me to catch the hacker, what the bank employee will do, definitely they will allow you to do a payment, but on the other hand side, they will aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them. And once the hacker will get aware, they'll run away. Okay? This is why you are not allowed to disclose anything about our investigation in the bank with anyone, because the bank employee who is working for the hacker, he or she could be anyone. We cannot trust anyone in the bank. Okay? This is the rules, and this is the rules of our investigation. All right?
Yeah.
So you need to go to the branch physically and tell them I want to do a telegraphic transfer. Give them the details. If they will ask you the reason of payment, tell them I'm purchasing the land. If they will ask you, do you know this man, Benjamin? Tell them, yeah, he is my friend. If they will ask you how you got his banking information, tell them face to face. Don't tell them that he gave me over the phone or he emailed me. Okay? No, tell them face to face. All right?
When he gave it to me.
Yeah, just tell them right now he is in my house. He came to my house. He is in my house right now, and he gave me face to face. Okay?
Yeah.
And if they will ask you where does he live, you have his address, it's Berman Street, right?
Yeah.
Berham Street. Tell them he lives in there, but he has also a property nearby my house, so I'm purchasing a property from him, land. Okay?
Yeah.
And if they will ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make a statement, what should be your answer?
No.
Yeah, simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere. Why I'm telling you, because they will pretend to you that they are very honest, they are loyal, but actually they are not. They are some of the employees working for the hacker, okay? They will not ask you directly, so they will play with your mind. Indirectly, they will ask you this type of question that they will try to scare you, if this is a scam, then you will lose your money. We won't be able to get your money back. They will try to scare you, but don't get scared, okay? All right, you just tell them, no, it is a legitimate payment. I'm purchasing a land from him. He is my friend. I know him. He is in my house. So do that payment, telegraphic transfer. They will do it for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get scared. When they will tell you that this is a scam and you might lose your money, tell them, no, it is not a scam. I know it is a legitimate payment. I'm making this payment to my friend. I'm happy to make this payment. Okay?
Okay.
Everything is crystal clear to you?
Yeah.
Okay, unlock your mobile, please. I'm going to call you right now in your mobile. Is it unlocked?
Yeah.
I'm going to hang up from your landline. I'm going to call you in your landline right now. I'm going to call you in your mobile. Answer my call, okay?
Yeah.
Your mobile number is 0474171647, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to call you. Hang up, please. Bye.